When you have money, you start investing in your future. When you start investing in your future, you start worrying you'll make mistakes.
Oops.
When you start worrying you'll make mistakes, you can't sleep at night and watch infomercials.
Pick up cat hairs from clothes.
When you watch infomercials, you think you can get rich by placing tiny classified ads in newspapers. When you place tiny classified ads in newspapers, you subscribe to those papers to make sure your ad is running. When you subscribe to a bunch of newspapers, they pile up at your house, making it look like you're not home. When you look like you're not home, Girl Scouts don't come to your door. When Girl Scouts don't come to your door, you don't get to buy Girl Scout cookies. Don't miss out on Girl Scout cookies. Get rid of get-rich-quick schemes from infomercials and upgrade to Money Talks.
This is Money Talks.
No one should ever miss out on Girl Scout cookies.
Absolutely not.
Troy knows that all too well, don't you?
Well, are you saying that I eat too many Girl Scout cookies?
You're right
not
in the middle
sure
of it.
I think
saying.
It's that you have a Girl Scout in your house.
That's right.
I absolutely do. And it is the season where they're out there selling. So be kind to your local Girl Scout and buy some cookies. Jennifer, it's a shame that you can't write off. I mean, it is a charitable organization.
Uh-huh.
It is a 501c, C3, whatever it is, 501c.
Yeah. Yeah, C3.
C3, as I said.
C3PO.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's right.
And it's a shame because you get the equivalent of what you give them, so you don't get the right stuff off.
I can assure you I'd be buying a lot more if you got a tax deduction for it.
I don't know. I think I'm not sure that it's really giving. I'm just feeding me.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually saw in the grocery store they now have Girl Scout cookie cereal.
They do, and I think they have ice cream. They got all kinds of
really?
Products.
I saw that.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, guys, we have... I guess a case that we wanted to talk about. Bill hates it when we call these things case studies, but hey, what is it? We've changed all the names to protect the innocent or guilty or however you want to look at it. But we've got Sean. He's divorced, 46 years old, got after tax income of $320,000. Two children, 8 and 12. He shares custody with his ex-wife. And he's got a question. Basically, it comes down to, I guess he came in for review, and it was brought his 401k statements, and he wanted to see, you know, how they fit into his financial plan. And, Jared, if you want to take it from there.
Absolutely. You know, while this case does pertain to one person, we're starting to see this more commonly across the board because, you know, when we meet with clients, that's part of something that they bring us, right? They're going to bring in their statements and we take a look at everything, make sure we're being comprehensive in our reviews. And we've been finding, not even more so lately, it's always been sort of an issue, but it seems to be more compounded as of late in that what we're finding is the 401k accounts, these qualified plans that clients have through their employer, you know, typically the investments within the accounts are going to be limited to dividends and to mutual funds or ETFs.
Right.
And those funds are paying a dividend that's typically reinvested. And so you've got specific holdings within those accounts that are growing because of that reinvestment. So while we might make a recommendation to a client based on what we believe their allocation in those accounts should be, that can easily become skewed due to the reinvestment of those dividends. And our stance really as a firm is that, you know, with money we're managing, we would prefer not to reinvest the dividends, right? I mean, that's something because of that.
Then when the dividends accumulate, you can pick and choose where you actually want to put the money.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, mutual funds, that's pretty much a characteristic of how they work,
right,
and especially in retirement plans. And a lot of people, especially with their 401ks, they kind of view it as a set it and forget it type investment. You know, they get a recommendation from their advisor and, you know, it might be that they say, you know, you need 60% in, you know, large cap, 20% in mid cap, and then 10% in small cap and 10% in international.
Yeah.
And so they go and invest it that way. But then, you know, maybe the small cap and the mid caps have a really good year where their dividends have, you know, reinvested and they've grown to be a larger percentage in that portfolio. And then all of a sudden it's not that.
Yeah.
So
and at the time
you have to rebalance basically.
Exactly.
What you're saying. And it is very common for small and mid cap companies to actually outperform the large cap, but you have to pay attention. You don't want them to get too big because they also bring with them price volatility, right, which we generally characterize as risk.
You know why this has become such a growing problem is because there's really not ever been, at least to the extent we're seeing it today, and have begun to do it ourselves for our clients, an active managed 401, right? That is the piece that people, like you said, Jennifer, they will set it and forget it.
Yeah.
While this piece is being actively managed, the stuff that we're helping clients with, that's the piece that gets sort of forgot about, because generally speaking, the average person is not going to go in and rebalance regularly.
Right.
And so it easily becomes out of balance because that's something, you know, between the dividends and between performance. I mean, let's say there were no dividends being reinvested, no dividends were being paid. It can still very easily become skewed just due to performance. I mean, last year, some of the small and mid-cap ETFs that we saw and that we use had a very good year. If you think about how well that performance was over the course of the year, you could, if we were to only review a qualified plan like that annually, a client might very well come back to the table with us, and when we review it, this strategy we've been implementing all year is in, you know, in line with what we're wanting it to be, and then the 401k has gone off into the woods, so to speak.
Yeah, last year's a good indication of exactly how that can happen. While the S&P 500 was up about 11.5%, the small cap index, the S&P 600, was up over 20%. So,
sure.
I mean, it doubled. It would have doubled the performance of the large cap. Mm-hmm. And immediately, you know, a year in, you're out of balance. Now, Jared, do you see administrators that allow for an automatic rebalance, or do you have to actually, in most instances, go in and physically do it yourself?
There are some that will do it for you. And, you know, as long as your strategy, your overall strategy, your big picture is staying, you know, relatively the same, that might work. But things are changing from time to time. We're rebalancing, we're reallocating, especially for our clients that we run financial plans for. Maybe that allocation looks differently from year to year. So while you could set a strategy in place for an automatic rebalance like what you're talking about, as your life changes and you have these life events that are going to dictate different allocations.
Well, and if you're different. Getting closer to retirement, then you might need to put more in fixed income. I mean, for what we're doing now for a lot of clients is we are actually actively managing their 401k plans. So, you know, they provide us with their usernames and passwords. We go in there and we look at the accounts and we compare it to their financial plans and we reallocate based on their overall situation and what we're doing for them. You know, we don't typically charge as much because there are limited choices in there,
sure.
And it's not something that we're actually going out and picking the investments. We're just picking the best of the investments that they have available to them.
And ensuring that strategy, that allocation is staying in line with the other actively managed accounts that we have through the custodians that we use. And she's right. And what that looks like is, you know, that the username and password that's provided to us goes into a secure system we use called LastPass. And it's a way of us protecting their information so that it's not easily available to just, you know, all the employees.
Right. You know, we basically, you know, it automatically takes care of that and
logs
so
us right in. You know,
no employee knows the username and password.
And it's a monthly review process. You know, the first of each month, we're logging in to see, okay, have their investment options changed? Has their strategy and their managed accounts changed? Are their reinvestment of dividends and things like that are causing the allocation that we recommended to them to become out of whack? Because that's the thing. While a recommendation by us one day can be very appropriate, 6 months goes by and you revisit it and it looks very differently. And typically the responsibility of that is on the client.
Right.
And that's why, you know, it's something that we started doing because the clients were coming to us and saying that there was a need for that. They were worried, in addition to us seeing that, hey, this is becoming skewed and is not what we're doing over here with the managed accounts. It's starting to look differently because of these different factors. It's something that we needed to address.
Well, and I also think with, you know, a lot of the new fiduciary regulations that are coming down, you're not going to see advisors advising on how to invest those retirement plans without some type of contract in place.
Right, because that, I mean, making those kind of recommendations to some degree makes us a fiduciary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there should be some type of compensation for that if we're taking on that responsibility. And to Jennifer's point, it's at a much lower rate than what we would otherwise charge when we pick individual stocks with Troy's help,
sure,
things like that. And you know, it seems to be something that
But, I mean, if you think about what a large portion of your typical client's wealth is tied up in their retirement plans.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, that's something that you need to really take care of, mm-hmm. you know, in addition to the other parts.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You say, you know, we can pick their mutual funds. We got some pretty awesome options down in research.
That's right.
We can show you all kind of interesting pieces mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. your portfolio and how they actually are arranged and allocated and the kind of returns you might see, as well as the volatility, the change in price on a daily basis. So, you know, we can help out in a lot of ways.
There's also a few 401k plans, not many, but there are a few that occasionally that you can run into where they allow a client to do a self-directed portion. So they can put it, you know, if yeah. not all of it, they can put a self-directed portion, and then they can invest in whatever they want.
Yeah, it gives them right. a lot more options
yes.
for investments.
Yes.
Well, guys, let's take a real quick break, and we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial. We'll give you some ways to contact us as soon as we get back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.